Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I am speaking to you on Yom HaZikaron, Wednesday afternoon, the year Tav Shin Ayin Vav, 2016. And the reality is I've always found Yom HaZikaron, in a way, to be a day of great joy and a day of great simcha. Not a day of great joy and great simcha and the laughing and dancing sense, but I think we know in our own lives that simcha is not always reflected by the outer experience, by laughing and singing and dancing. Of course, all of those things would be inappropriate in Yom HaZikaron. But real simcha is something that is an internal state of being, a feeling, a hargasha, a recognition of something that's divine, of something that's precious. I saw recently a very beautiful idea by the Pri Yitzchak. And the Pri Yitzchak is the Pri Tzadik, which is the Rav Tzadok. And Rav Tzadok says that on Havdalah, even though Shabbos is coming to an end, and when Shabbos comes to an end, the Neshama Yisera leaves us. But even so, that end of Shabbos is also a time of Simcha, and hence when we make Havdalah, we have Yayin, which is Sameach HaTaleit. And that end of Shabbos is an experience of simcha because we recognize the fact that we can be mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, that internally, in the depths of our consciousness, we understand the distinction between the sacred and the profane. And that inner reality, that inner consciousness of something that is very divine and something that is very significant itself is a source of simcha. And that's the simcha that I find myself experiencing on Yom HaZikaron. Now, let me explain a little bit where that simcha comes from. It's not only the fact that Yom HaZikaron leads into Yom HaZmut. It's not only the fact that what one might say that on Tisha B'Av is an element of a moed, because we know that it leads us to the next stage of a messianic revival. It's not only that, because then that would only just be highlighting the beauty of Yom HaTzmaut as opposed to something itself that is a source of joy in Yom HaZikaron. But the simcha that I experience really has to do with Yom HaZikaron itself. Now let me try to explicate and expand on that in one of two ways. First is something, a story that I heard from Shlomo Zalman Orbach a couple of years back. And Shlomo Zalman, of course, was in Kol Yaakov, he was in Magid Shir. And some Talmidim came to him, and they said, Rebbe, we want to take a day off from Yeshiva, which in itself is very nice, to come speak to the Hanhalah and for the Rebbe, if a person is taking off a day. And we want to go to the Kivrei Tzadikim up in Tzvat. We're just letting Rebbe know we won't be here for Shir tomorrow. So Shlomo Zalman said, in his typical, beautiful fashion, he said, you want to take a day off to visit Kivrei Tzadikim? I have absolutely no problems with that. But my only problem is that we are in a yeshiva in Kol Yaakov and Beit Hagan down the block from Har Herzl. He said, you can go to Har Herzl. You can see the Kivrei Tzadikim of young men who gave their life for this country. Why take off a day to go to Tzfas to visit the Kivrei Tzadikim in the Beit HaKfaros in Tzfas? What a beautiful story from Shlomo Zalman. And it's a story that reflects that Shlomo Zalman understood the idea of sacrificing oneself for a larger cause, of making the ultimate sacrifice for the land of Israel, for other Jews. And that, in a way, is a great source of simcha. The fact that people continue to be called and to hear a call to volunteer, to go serve in the army, to leave the United States and other countries, and to hear a call, and to serve a nation and a cause bigger than oneself. And the quotes that we always see of young men, our children's age, 20, 21 years old, of growing up believing that every person should be prepared to carry the stretcher. Every person should be called to higher ground. That's a simcha. There's a simcha that there's something in the DNA of a Jewish boy and sometimes even a Jewish girl that says I'm willing to make a sacrifice and I'm willing to live for something beyond myself. And to me, that's a great source of simcha. There's another source of simcha, probably related to this first idea, and something that I believe that almost every Jew in Eretz Yisrael feels, or they should feel at least. It's only something that I experience, I'm sure that many of you as well. And that's the sense of the pure oneness of Jewish identity, the pure oneness of Jewish community. And that today in Yom HaZikaron, whether you're someone like me that probably does not know any chayalim who gave their life, or whether you're living in communities in Eretz Yisrael where you know many chayalim who've been injured, who've been killed, you know, victims of terror, whether you know the people buried in Har Herzl, whether you don't know the people buried in Har Herzl, but we're pulled by a sense of commonality. We're pulled by a sense of the strength of the Am. That no matter where you are today and you hear a siren and you stop for a moment and you feel the depth of a kesher between yourself and people you may never know, people whose names you may never know. And this idea exists throughout Chazal, throughout the Torah, in so many different places. Let me just mention a few very briefly. There's a very beautiful nitziv that talks in this week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim, about the pasuk of Lo Sikom v'lo Sitor, do not take revenge, do not bear a grudge, et b'nei amecha, the children of your nation, you should love your fellow like yourself. And many Meforshim give different reasons why we have this Isser of Lo Sikom Velo Sitor. The Nesid himself says that even if this person did a chet towards you, Mikol Makom Nekama Ein Amida HaKadosh of Yisrael, to be jealous, to take revenge, is not a midah hakadosha. It's not something we should aspire to. It's not a midah of holiness. The Rambam said in a very beautiful language that these yisurim of lo sikom v'lo sitor is to teach us that certain things we shouldn't get upset so easily. A person in some way doesn't lend you something. He doesn't do something for you. And we don't take revenge to train us, you know what, it's not so significant, and whatever it is, it's not a big deal, it's not a value that's worth bearing a grudge or taking revenge. These Yisurim are there to train us. But Nesit also said so beautifully in the Yushalmi, as Yushalmi said, again, Yushalmi that's very, very Yadua, very well known, that if you have a person who is cutting a piece of steak, a person is a shochet, or a person is tam in their kitchen, and the right hand, while cutting a piece of meat, then cuts the left hand, and the left hand bleeds, is the left hand then going to go ahead and beat the person up, or beat up the right hand? Can you imagine such a scenario? So said the Nitziv, and this is no different as well, if we truly integrate the idea of a Haftal Reicha Kamocha, that there's a unity between all the Reyim, between all people, so is it even Shayach to speak about this idea of Lo Sikom V'lo Sitor? Would I take revenge on myself? Would I take revenge on my wife? Would I take, it's not even Shayach, when we have this sense of a unity. When you walk down the streets of a town and see another person who's there wearing a yarmulke, or another Jew, or another person, or a piece of a community, so what should be the feeling of Hatarecha Kamocha? It should be a feeling of a surge of love, and a surge of connection, and a surge of a unity of purpose. Something that's described so beautifully in the Tomer Devorah, Rav Moshe Cordovero, the famous Ramak, the Rebbe of the Arizal. So the Ramak said in Tomer Devorah that he goes through the midos mentioned in the Navi Micha, Mi Kel Kamocha, the Navi, the Torah that we read on Shabbat Shuvah. And one of the midos, of course, is that Hashem Baruch Hu says, L'she'eris nachloso, that God is merciful to the she'eris nachloso, to the she'er. What does that mean, that Hashem Baruch Hu is L'she'eris nachloso? That the word she'er means a connection. The word she'er means like two people that are related. And that's the way that Hashem Baruch Hu feels towards us, his nation, that we are his she'er, ki anu banecha, that we are your children, that we are your relatives, avinu shebashamayim. And by the same token, says the Ramak, just like that's the way that God relates to us, so too, that's the midah that we integrate, that we view every other person in Klal Yisrael as she'eris nachlaso. The word she'er, which of course is a lashon from Yevamos, means two people that are connected to each other. And the very essence of Klal Yisrael is that a Jew living in Muncie, New York, and a Jew living in Brooklyn, and a Jew living in Johannesburg, there's a sense of she'eris nachlaso, that we are just intrinsically, spiritually, philosophically connected with each other. And that's what it means, of course, and the Gemara tells us in Maseches Shavuos, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Kol Yitzhar Reven Zel Lozen, and when we are told that there is a Jew that we don't even know who they are, and they have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah, it's as though then me, Josh Blatt, I have not fulfilled that mitzvah. And what it means when we speak about Atem Nitzavim Hayom, that there is a Shavua, and there is a bris, and there is a covenant established in that generation and every generation, between every single person in the klal, including those who have joined the klal, and what that means on a halakhic level, it is overpowering of that spiritual connection that we feel among people. Something that is described by the Ramchal on Derech Hashem. The Ramchal says, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, and when the Gemara tells us in other places that the tzaddik can be mechaper for the am, and that the tzaddik can atone for the nation, and we ask ourselves, what does that mean? But we understand what that means. Because the tzaddik is living with the consciousness of every soul that he knows, that he doesn't know within himself. His soul has been expanded to now feel and take in and integrate the neshamos, the people that he knows, even outside of his own specific chassidus or his own circle. Therefore, when the tzaddik suffers or the shuva, somehow he's connected to the neshamos of Klal Yisrael. And we know what that means. Any normal person in their own life feels that, sometimes in limited ways, but sometimes when we can close our eyes, and we can block out our own sort of individual consciousness, we understand those connections beyond ourselves as well. In limited ways, of course, we're sensitive to our own soul, our own self. And a normal person, an average person, feels something when a child is born, when a grandchild is born, a great-grandchild, that somehow that new person has a piece of themselves in that new creation. And therefore, it's easy to feel a sense of connection through DNA or through two souls that are connected. And sometimes we feel that even beyond our own nuclear circle of our children. But we can have friends who we know, who we just sort of feel there's a soulful connection. Nafsho Kishur B'Nafsho is described in the relation between Yonasan and David. And there are some times where we feel that beyond ourselves. I've spoken before in our community, in our shul, about an evening that I experienced in 1990 following a quasi-terrorist attack in the old city by the Kotel. It was organized, a hakafos, shniyos, a second hakafos, what normally would be Simchat Torah in the United States, but it was already Yisrochag and Eretz Yisrael, people could drive. Whereas a show of unity, the entire nation, people came, they drove in to dance hakafos by the Kotel. And I remember as an 18-year-old being blown away by the experience, perhaps in the first time, of what it means to be part of a klal. literally thousands of people dancing all night in various circles, people embracing each other, people just connected through our common past and our common future. And at times we feel that. And Yom HaZikaron, if we take a second from our days, and our day today, just to stop and to feel the interconnectedness of every person in Klal Yisrael, to every person in the nation of Israel. We think about people that are connected to us in that soulful connection, who gave their lives in 1948, in 1967, and the thousands of people in 1973. And the three boys were taken captive last year. Soldiers who've given their life over the course of the last year. Younger men, 18, 19, 20 years old, standing today, right now, this evening in Hebron. People who were the victims of terror. People who have given their life. And we think about the connection that exists between us and them and their families, their parents, and their children. We think about the somber feeling that exists in so many families today in Eretz Yisrael and how we're connected to that. And all of their feelings that often bring with them sadness, the very feeling, the very sense, the very reality that we can connect to those people in this time and place, spanning oceans, spanning generations, and that we can live beyond the narrowness of our own selves and incorporate the souls of thousands of others into our own soul. What an enormous sense of simcha, what an enormous sense of joy. And it's through that joy that we march forward and experience Yom HaTzimut tomorrow. If it's a redemption just about having a safe place and an army and a national home and a sense of security, so then obviously it's significant, but it's not everything. But if this is the beginning of a promise, the beginning of a fulfillment of a prophecy, of the totality of Knesset Yisrael returning home in unison, and the march towards the Messianic period, and a march towards the Kibbutz Galus, and a march towards the ascent of the Am being united, these feelings today of the unity of all people, the unity of the Klal, springs out of that feeling, the sense of return, and the sense of the national homeland, and the sense of Bias Kulchem. So what a feeling of absolute joy these days become. We should all only know Simcha in our lives. We should all only have security and safety in our Yisrael. And we should be blessed with the deepest, deepest blessing of living lives beyond ourselves, of truly feeling other people who we know and who we don't know, so that we can all join together, arm in arm, each Jew coming back to Eretz Yisrael, b'mehirah v'yomeinu, amen.